Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
You know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert. He walked on the sea. He died on the hill of my Calvary. He went to the grave, but checked out on the third day.
Check it out. Doug Steffen, Good Day Show. I'll get through it together. Share your thoughts with us. Tweet at twitter.com/Good Day Show. Don't forget to follow us on our brand new Instagram page, instagram.com/Good Day, where you can see pictures of Jennifer Horn, my friend, Victoria Keelan, my friend, Kara Schillen, my friend. Do we have Kara's picture up there? Where's Kara's
picture?
We
should.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, listen, only the innocent are left out here, and everybody, as far as I'm concerned, is guilty. Guilty as charged. We're trying to do a good radio program, and we're guilty of doing that. If you don't mind my saying so about my own crew and what goes on here.
You just went 80s pop. I'm guilty of loving you.
Yeah. And I'm guilty of loving you. I can't say that's the case with Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, although I did think it was interesting that the Donald said nice things about Ted Cruz. He's a tough guy. He's a fighter, but he's no longer in the race because he's an immigrant. At least according to his wife, he's an immigrant.
Ted is an immigrant. He is Hispanic. We can unify this party.
Right. Mm. That's probably the smartest
Heidi.
Thing she could have said.
Yeah. Okay. You know, really kind of sad because they did throw everything at the wall in Indiana. You know, they had the deal with the Cruz campaign. They had the deal with Kasich. They had the announcement of Carly Fiorina. Right. They had the weird endorsement of Mike Pence. They spent $5 million against Donald Trump. I mean, they tried everything, but
do you think
not
that
enough.
Finally the Republican Party, the hierarchy, is getting the message? That the rank and file.
I think it came through last night about 6 o'clock Pacific time.
Right. Indiana voters went up and they shook up the race. Donald Trump, another big win. Cruz says, see you later, alligator. He doesn't have a viable path. Really.
I know they always say that. Right. Yeah.
So Kasich stays in.
Which is ridiculous.
Well, maybe he wants to be, now changes his mind, might want to be vice president. But you don't think that will work. You think that it's it needs to be somebody, and I think I agree with you, a Hispanic woman. Even though, and Hispanic woman, excuse me, nobody really knows this lady. New Mexico, how long has she been the governor of New Mexico?
A little while, a couple years.
Is that horrible woman still the governor of Arizona? She's gone, though, isn't she now? The woman that
she's still the governor.
Yeah. What's her name?
Governor of Arizona.
Brewer, right. Ah, awful. But he wouldn't.
I love her.
Nah, she's.
Are you kidding? I love her. I don't know. I just think that Donald Trump does better with women than he does with men, because when he has men on stage with them, he kind of makes them look like doofuses, sort of like what happened to Chris Christie. So I'd like to see Susanna Martinez.
Will tell
you, that'd be great.
Kara and Victoria will tell you that he's disrespectful to women and that none of the women they know will vote for him. So what do you
do
then?
That's funny, because I've never seen him be, I mean, I'd like to know in instances where he's been disrespectful to women other than people that have thrown shots at him first.
Help yourself.
No, other than the people that have thrown shots at him first, because he's been very mean to Rosie O'Donnell, very mean to Megyn Kelly.
And Megyn Kelly.
And Lena Dunham.
But these are people that have fired at him first.
So he doesn't go after them until they say something nasty.
What about Carly Fiorina?
That face.
She had a face.
Yeah, okay, that's one. That's one. You're right. But he was in a competition with her.
But see, the thing is, though, there women who have fired at Donald Trump, they fire at him politically, and he fires back personally. And that's what I have a problem with.
Do you think that's over?
I wouldn't mind if he just talks about the issues. Mm-hmm. But he goes to the lowest common denominator.
That's not just a woman thing. That's what he does with everybody. That's how he.
Well, that's
he
one of the reasons
went
I don't
through
like
17.
Him.
That makes it better.
What he did to get through 17 candidates.
Victoria, you didn't hear that under her breath. That's the reason I don't like him.
I know. I'd
rather him stick to the issues. I personally don't dislike Donald Trump. I was a huge Celebrity Apprentice fan, and I really liked how he came across on the show. I wish I saw more of that guy. And
I think you will.
I think you will now.
I think you will see that now. I think you saw it with what he said about Cruz. I think you will see him softening. He's got... It's hard. What I want to know is, at this point, who's the real Donald Trump?
Right.
That's exactly how
I feel.
Who's the real Donald...
I think it's all the real Donald Trump.
You think?
Well, look at us. We're all multifaceted personalities. We've got good sides, bad sides, pretty sides, ugly sides.
Not me. I'm beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm handsome. And I'm smart. And what do you mean?
You are all those things. Yes,
I am.
But we all have weak sides, too.
Well, tell me what mine is.
I'm not going to go there.
Let him continue to do his little looking in the mirror, Stuart Smalley.
No, I want to give you, Kara can take a shot at that because she was upset with me earlier. You want to take a shot? Kara, go ahead.
I'm just going to take a step back and leave it be.
Really? Okay.
I think you're going to see now that he has one person to focus on. I do think if you don't like Hillary Clinton, that this is your best chance for not seeing her in the White House.
Well, it's the only chance. What other chance you got? Bloomberg's not going to run.
He is definitely going to not be afraid to go after her. He called her Crooked Hillary from the beginning, which tells me he's going to hit her from the beginning, their whole body of corruptive work.
Oh, they're friends. How serious is it going to be? He might do the same. If he's smart, he won't do that.
All I want to see from a Trump and Hillary debate is actual issues and plans.
Enough with
the woman card crap. Enough. I'm done with all of it. Yeah. I want to hear real issues and real plans.
Yeah.
From both of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. That's not what it's going to be. Get your popcorn. It's going to be, hopefully we will get into policy, hopefully, but there is going to be a lot of mudslinging.
That's lousy. I'm not going to like that.
On both sides.
I'm not going to like that. I don't want that, frankly.
I don't either.
We saved the best for last in this conversation. The YouTubers that were on this program early on, Diamond and Silk, happy with what happened in Indiana.
Yes, baby. He won Indiana.
Yes.
Trump just won Indiana.
Boom.
The ties have changed.
Yes.
The tables have turned.
Yes.
Baby, this is going to be our nominee, and this is going to be the next president of the United States.
That's right.
Hey. Somebody, mayday, mayday, mayday. Help all the Cruz supporters because they're drowning out there in that cruise ship. Help them up to shore so that they can get on the Trump train.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love these girls.
Who are these guys?
Give me a T.
They've been on this program.
You got that T? Give me an R.
You got that R. You got that R.
Give me a U.
You got that U. You got that U.
Everything give me an L.
You got that M.
Give me a P.
You got that P. You got that P.
What that spell?
Trump.
I love Silk, who's the one that just sort of like encourages the main one in the background. Uh-huh.
You said.
That's right.
You said. Yeah. All right. Next up, Democratic primary in Guam. Boy. Those of you listening to K57 to this program on Guam, what's the story? What do you think? Who's going to win that? The Republican primary in Nebraska is after that. West Virginia on Tuesday, the 10th of May. When's the California primary? It's not till June 7th. June 7th. So you aren't going to have any say.
I know. Everybody, that's the wah-wah of having this settled. But I'd rather have it be that way than have to go to a convention. Going to a convention would have been a horrible mess.
Really?
It would have been.
It would have been awful. It would have divided the party. It would have made it even meaner and more horrible than it is now. So this is Ted Cruz. Look, he did the right, respectable thing. I thank him for doing what he did. It wasn't easy, but it was the right thing to do.
Do you think someone got to him?
No, I just think he saw the writing on the wall. I mean, with a win in Indiana and Trump, I mean, if they had split delegates, Ted Cruz would have stayed in. But, I mean, Trump got the majority of the delegates. He smacked him in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So there's just no way he was going to.
We have a constant tweet going on at Good Day Show. Let's see. Gene writes, it's about time, referring to the leaving of Cruz. Jessica writes, it's the best day ever. Kathy writes, he couldn't fight it out for another month or two. At least try to ensure a contested convention, a snake till the end. Cindy says, now it's just Ted's Senate colleagues that need to suffer with him for the next couple of years.
That's mean.
Anthony writes, so much for his father's claims that God chose him to be the president. Ever notice that whenever a Republican claims that God told him to run for president, generally end up losing in the end? Marvin writes, Cruiser was a loser, trying to run as an outsider, even though he is literally married to Goldman Sachs. I'm thrilled he's out. And regarding Mr. Trump, Glenn writes, over and over again, we hear something akin to his lack of experience is what makes him so qualified. I wonder if the same people who say that sort of nonsense would use the same criteria to choose a surgeon or a plumber or a mechanic. No, but they want to put somebody in who's inexperienced, untrained, unqualified to be in charge of the nuclear launch codes. Good luck with that.
That was Mark, the top thing in the exit polling from Indiana, that the, like 40%+ wanted an outsider.
Really?
So. Yeah.
Mark says, I'm glad Trump eliminated Cruz, just as I was glad to see him eliminate Bush, but I can't wait to see him eliminate Hillary. Amy writes, establishment candidates are going down. Hillary, you're next. Attack Trump at your own peril. The more you attack him, the stronger he gets. The more he, people like us will vote for him. That's pretty interesting. So a good cross-section. You can continue the live tweet at Good Day Show. It's 18 past the hour. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Many of us today do work which doesn't yield immediate, tangible results. Decisions may take months for results to materialize.
You'll see them eventually. However, it doesn't pack the same punch as a project where you can see the payoff immediately. So here's a solution. Take on a tangible project this weekend.
For instance, you could paint a room for instant gratification.
Or take on a major clean out and clean up project.
Balance both the nature of your payoffs and the length of time before you realize them.
If your work produces intangible results in the short run, try balancing it with activities at home that create quick, tangible results.
It will give you the mojo to keep plugging on longer term projects and help you reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
Here's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.